Okotoks may soon lose an iconic assortment of local art. The many small sculptures along the Sheep River pathways have been marked for removal by the town of Okotoks after a complaint was received about the art. The man behind the sculptures, local artist Gordon Mackey, is disappointed by the town's formal request for him to remove his art. "It is very frustrating, but I'm faced with bylaw violations and whatnot," said Mackey. The artist has put up over 100 of the small sculptures since 2022, and has already started taking down his artwork. According to an email sent to Mackey by the town of Okotoks, "People use our parks systems to enjoy nature outdoors and this is distracting in our natural areas." The town stated the formal request for Mackey to remove his art is based on 2 bylaw violations and 1 complaint. Mackey said he made sure to only affix his art to dead trees, which was still considered a bylaw violation as he had not received formal approval from the town. "We had a resident contact us with the concern that it is starting to look kind of junky and that some messages are disturbing in them," the town stated in an email to Mackey. "There have not been many complaints, but the town agrees that it is not appropriate place to display your work and as we mentioned, it is a bylaw violation. Our natural areas are intended for enjoying nature and not a place for a menagerie of knick-knacks, sick, or art." Mackey said his art has brought much joy to the community. "I've probably had 100 or so calls over the past year," said Mackey, who left his phone number inscribed alongside some sculptures. "Nobody's ever complained about anything. People come down into Okotoks in order to walk that path and see the sculptures. I've spoken with grandparents, they always say they bring their grandkids down so they can check it out, find new ones. I've had nothing but positive comments." Mayor Tanya Thorne addressed the issue on Facebook. "I was not aware of this, so I'm looking into what the cause for concern is and why it has become an issue now. So stay tuned so I can gather all the details," she wrote. Mackey said he has removed about 30 of his art pieces as of now, and that he will continue taking them down in accordance with the town's demand. "I decided there's no point in trying to defy the town, so I went down and started removing things." Learn more about Gordon Mackey's art on his Facebook page.